From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. Coronavirus outbreaks at food processing facilities were common at the beginning of the pandemic, impacting a lot of low-income people of color. Louisiana is starting to get vaccine supply to workers in these types of high-risk industries. From the Gulf States Newsroom, Shalina Chutlani looks at Louisiana's strategy and lessons for the region.
In a large auditorium on the edge of the Mississippi River, National Guard soldiers shout out names. This is a mass vaccination event for fishermen and plant workers like Angel Arroyo.
Yes, me.
He's one of over 300 people here to get a shot.
Well, be honest, I didn't feel nothing, no different. I still feel the same. I know I wouldn't infect nobody else or catch COVID.
Arroyo says getting the vaccine is a relief. He's a welder at Daybrook Fisheries, a processing plant that turns fish into products like pet food. During the pandemic, there were over a dozen cases among fishermen and plant workers in this area.
I was freaked out because I don't know if you got it or my family got it.
Arroyo says workers were told to socially distance, wear masks, and take paid leave if they got sick. But it was still risky. Some workers live together in trailers or in close quarters on boats. Arroyo lives hours away from his job, so he carpools with his coworker.
The guy who I was riding with, he caught COVID, and we didn't know. And I would ride with him every day.
Arroyo says, thankfully, he didn't get coronavirus. But in Louisiana, there were over 1,000 cases at food processing facilities. Across industries, it was the top source of coronavirus cases. In Mississippi and Alabama, hundreds of cases were tied to poultry plants, where most workers are low-income and Black or Latino. When vaccine supply became more available in Louisiana, the state's health department received a message from a concerned citizen who was worried workers in these industries would be left out.
So we realized that we have to meet people where they are.
Chantel Abair-McGee is a regional medical director with the state's health department. She helped organize the vaccination clinic for the fishermen and plant workers near the docks, about 60 miles south of New Orleans. Abair-McGee says for people who work in these essential industries, it's important to get them the vaccine early. But making vaccines available doesn't mean they're accessible.
They want to go to a place where they trust. That trust may have to be an auditorium. It may have to be a church. It may have to be a job site.
At the beginning of the vaccine rollout, most of the supply went to hospitals and pharmacies. But when supply became more available, health officials pivoted. They saw that some communities prefer group activities with people they know, and appointment times have to align with lifestyles.
The fishing season is going to start, and the priority is going to be to get that catch, not to come back to shore and get the vaccine.
Along the Gulf Coast, other communities have faced similar challenges. Daniel Lee works with an organization for Vietnamese Americans in Mississippi and Alabama. He says many elderly Vietnamese people couldn't get appointments online because of language barriers.
Just the majority of people who need to get a shot now are still waiting.
Lee says he did everything he could to find doses to distribute. He set up small pop-up events at local temples and churches.
So it was a challenging effort, given that we have to deploy staff, the resources to assist with this.
But the community needed more. So Lee reached out to the Mississippi Department of Health.
Together, we decided that, you know, in order to address these needs for the Vietnamese community, we would have a designated vaccination drive just for the Vietnamese community.
Lee says he's trying to build a relationship with the Alabama Department of Health. He wants to have a drive there, too. He says the demand is there, but health officials can't have a blanket approach to how they distribute supply, or else at-risk communities could be left behind. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chutlani.
The story was produced as part of a regional collaboration with public media stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.